Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, November 24th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gift Stobel.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the inauguration of Emmerson Lambuzo Mnangagwa as the President of Zimbabwe.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 13860 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Mnangagwa presidency.
Emmerson Mnangagwa has been sworn in as Zimbabwe's new president. In his inaugural speech, he vowed to save all citizens and start rebuilding the country and hold elections as prescribed.
But the question is, can Mnangagwa change the country's trajectory? Human rights activists are already criticizing him for turning a blind eye to the alleged torture of his ZANU-PF opponents, that the so-called G40 cabal that was seized by the military starting Wednesday night. And of course, we are hearing that Finance Minister Ignatius Chombo, who had been in army detention, was only released to the police yesterday and is set to appear in court tomorrow. But according to his lawyer, Professor Lovemore Maduku, he was injured again.
If you wish to join us right now, follow us on Facebook. We've got three pages: VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. I'll repeat that again: VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. I hope you are listening to us already on radio. So if you want to participate in the show, phone us at this number: 001-202-619-2077. Umnumzana Robert Mugabe uthi uyabona ukuthi ke wasebenza kakhulu ngesikhathi sempi, njalo ubona ngazani nxa siya kuthi kumbe kwenzakale okwakwenzakala kuye kumele ahlale ehlonitshwa. Ukhulume njalo ezomhlabathi, Blessing. Ukhulume sibile sithi umhlabathi abantu bayasala bewubambile, kodwa engxenye kungaba le mali yokuthi kunikwe abamhlophe, lokho kuthiwa i-compensation. So singazi ukuthi imali iyavela ngaphi, abantu bayabuza kungekhonokho. So ke hayi, ungazani ubambe kakhulu lokuthi kasuzabele nketha bejabe uyabehlanganisa bonke abantu nxa esenza umsebenzi.
Ungukahama wadiwa nasi tauti tinge tichitarisa nezve nyaya yekutoreswa mhiko kwava Emmerson Mnangagwa semutungamiri wenyika yeZimbabwe. Some Gibbs might call him the third president, because remember there was the first Kenan Banana, who was the ceremonial president of Zimbabwe before former President Robert Mugabe became the executive president in 1987, because Mr. Mugabe was the prime minister from 1980 to 87, where Banana was the ceremonial president. But in terms of executive presidents, Mnangagwa becomes the second. But when we are just talking about presidents in general, maybe the third. Saka tila uzwa uti imi wa tereri munoona sei kugazgwa kwa wamu nangagwa. Munoona ereva chi vandu za zvinhu nekuti mu Zimbabwe zvinhu zvakaita manyama amire nerongo Gibbs. I ngabangoza. Asina kumira zvakanaka. And I think we have our first guest, Mr. Briggs Bomba, a political analyst of note. Mr. Bomba, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing, and it's a pleasure to be on your program.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, you can fire away.
I think we also have Mr. Tabang Nare, who is a political commentator based at, in Dallas, Texas. Good evening, Mr. Nare.
Good evening, Gibbs. Good evening, Blessing. Good evening,
Briggs. Thank you, Tabang.
Thank you so much. So we'll start with you, Mr. Bomba. So now you witnessed everything happening in Harare. So tell us, do you think that Mr. Mnangagwa's speech actually made sense?
So there are two ways to look at it. There is the talk, and then there is the action part of things. If you are to assess the speech at the level of what he talked about, I think it was a great speech. He tried to speak to everyone in terms of the domestic constituencies and international constituencies. He hit all the right notes. So obviously, if you have to look at the international audience, he talked about we will pay our debts. He talked about the compensation, you know, to white farmers. He talked about some commitments to moving towards democratic dispensation as well as free and fair elections. He actually used, you know, those terms. And similarly, if you look at the domestic side, he talked about corruption in a significant way. And he also talked about the public service efficiency or the efficiency of civil servants. You know, specifically talked about you have to earn every minute, every hour, every day, every month before we pay you. And also this aspect of extending the notion of security to include, you know, human security and security against, you know, some of the social-economic issues. So I think in terms of hitting those knots, he was, you know, he was hitting the right knots. The omissions, significant omissions, were to do with the aspect of accounting for past injustices and national healing. That came out as a very significant omission from his presentation. But when you look at the general state of affairs in the country, I would say that his options are very limited to the extent that he, if he doesn't necessarily want to walk the talk, he's going to find himself compelled to walk the talk. So, for you know, you take example corruption. Mugabe had allowed corruption to become so endemic and widespread in this country. I mean, to the extent of having extortion on the highways from the police, everyone knew this was happening and Mugabe would not utter a single word and he would not tell them to go back. But I think under this dispensation, because of where we have reached, where Zimbabweans have now tasted that things can change and their attitudes are changing and there's an election coming up in about 7-8 months, we are going to see a more China-like model where Mnangagwa will not hesitate to ruthlessly cannibalize the non-essential parts of the old system. In other words, if you are just a random minister and you are involved in corruption, we can expect to see people going to prison for, you know, for the first time, high-profile cases. But if you are essential, obviously, you know, you are going to be part of the untouchables, which in essence means that the privilege to engage in such acts is going to be reduced to a very, very a small circle. He has no option but to move in that direction because he needs to work on this re-engagement. He needs to get money coming into the country. Otherwise, next year is going to be a very turbulent year. You will not be able to get the money coming in. We know today he was meeting with the minister for African affairs from the UK. So the re-engagement is going in, and everyone wants something tangible and concrete. You can't just go there and you don't give something. So in summary, I'll say yes, there's been some very significant messaging to the international constituency and the domestic constituency that marks a fundamental departure from Bob's messaging or from the past messaging.
Thank you so much. A brilliant analysis there. Mm-hmm. Tabang, let's talk about national healing that Mr. Bombardé said there was a glaring omission. Are you of the same opinion?
Yes, I think cutting-edge analysis from Mr. Bombardé. With regards to national healing, President Mnangagwa said that Zimbabweans should be forgiving. He said that we should not remain hostages of the past. So I guess that speaks to Kukurahundi and it speaks to factionalism, you know, in ZANU-PF. But I think what one must realize is that he is obviously complicit, and in as far as Kukurahundi is concerned, he's acknowledging that something happened. But it's easy when you're a perpetrator to say someone should not remain a hostage of the past. And what you see is that the white farmers are being compensated for the land, but black Zimbabwean citizens who suffered at the hands of state security in the 80s, there is no respite for them. There is no hope for them. They will not hear have someone in government carrying out a truth-telling and reconciliation process. So I think citizens will have to take the bull by the horns. They will have to engage with the government of President Mnangagwa to say, this is an essential part of the country that you are neglecting. I think in talking about Zimbabwe, he talked about unity. He said that we need unity. And in the absence of truth-telling and in the absence of a real engagement with that chapter of our history, we cannot have that unity. You know, so, but obviously, I think it's an area that he needs help in. So the church, civic society needs to reach out to him and say, we know that this is a difficult area for you. You have to tackle it. You cannot avoid it. You cannot bury it, you know, in the ground. It must be dealt with.
Thank you so much, Tabang. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And we are talking about the Emmerson Mnangagwa inauguration. Let's go to comments on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Teresa Mutero says, VOA kwa kuseri pa news. Thank you so much, Teresa, for the compliment. Bria Rakele. Rakale says, Ngoma ndio ndio, ZANU-PF must go. 37 years is enough for Zimbabwe. Lloyd Baula Chanakira, arikuti ibazi rachinja driver to asi company E1. Then we have Ray Colin Anyashanu, who says, Mapurisa batai munu, no to corruption. And of course, Agnes Lepani says, I'm watching from South Africa. Thank you so much, Agnes. Simon Gundata, arguti makoru koto. Ignatius Sadomba, arguti ndifonirei. Gweze George, George arguti a new Zimbabwe, a new beginning. George also wants us to call him. Mm-hmm. We'll try to do that, George. We have Roy Colin Nyashanu, arguti for Chombo. It's a test of his own medicine. I don't feel sorry for him. I want you to respond to this, Mr. Bomba. This one of our followers on Facebook, they're saying that he's not feeling sorry for Mr. Chombo or Dr. Chombo. What will be your reaction to that, Mr. Bomba?
Well, everything that's happening in Zimbabwe now must be assessed on the basis of the future we want as a country. What's our Zimbabwe dream? What is the Zimbabwe that we want? Some of the formations that have been prominent and, you know, we have been engaged with in the country, if you can put it to the extent of saying citizens' manifesto, what is the Zimbabwe want? What is our Zimbabwe dream? So if we are to look at it from that perspective, everything that we do must be based according to our constitution. So if Chombo has been arrested. Everything must play out as per the dictates of the Constitution. It would be a huge mistake to think that today we are dealing with someone that we know to have been one of the most corrupt characters in this country. Just look at the divorce papers and the list of properties that he has across the country and everything that we know. So Chombo has not been playing a positive role in this country, but he's still a citizen of this country, and he has rights, freedoms, and rights that are guaranteed by the Constitution. So he must be treated as per the dictates of our Constitution. That must apply to everyone, and that is the Zimbabwe that we want to see, a Zimbabwe that follows strictly the dictates of the Constitution, especially as it applies to the rights and freedoms of citizens, even those who have been arrested. So that's my comment on that.
Thank you. Gibbs?
Yeah, Baba Nare, siyabona ukuthi ke umnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa akakhuluma ngodaba lwekhukhula hondi lololongazana luyahlupha. Abantu abaningi bacabanga ukuthi waba phakathi kwalo. Kodwa ke nxa wamuzwa kuhle, uthe kumele abantu bakhohlwe ngokwakwenzakala ngesikhiwa, uthe let ama-bygones be bygones. Kuchona kono kunqasukhuluma xa singakukhulumela udaba lokugraund.
Yeah, udaba lokugraund lidaba lomqoka kakhulu eZimbabwe, ikakhulu esigabeni seMatabeleland laseMidlands enkabazo. Esikunandzelelayo ukuthi abantu baseMatabeleland balobuhlungu ngokwenzakalayo. And esikwazi ukuthi ubaba uMnangagwa osengu-president weZimbabwe nguye owayengu-state security minister ngaleso sikhathi, abantu bedlula i-20,000 lapho bebulawa, abanye behlukuluzwa ngendlela enzima kakhulu. Ngakho-ke umuntu owaphathelana le ndaba le yindaba enzima kuye ukuthi asebenzelane layo. Kodwa siyazi ukuthi okade ngumongameli uPresident Mugabe watsho ukuthi waba le moment of madness. So laye njenge umkhokheli omutsha kumele abe umuntu ohambela phambili ekuthini indaba le ixakulule. And ayisoze ixakulule ngokuthi abantu bethi asikhohlweni okwenzakalayo. Isaga sisiNdebele siyatsho ukuthi isihlahla siyakhohlwa, isithiwa kodwa ihloka lona ukhohlwa ihloka isihlahla asikhohlwa. Ngakho-ke yena njengehloka engabe sowakhohlwa, kodwa isihlahla esingabantu basemathebeleni abakhohlwanga. Ngakho-ke mina ngiyamcebisa ukuthi kacele abakhokhela amabandla, ama-community leaders, ama-traditional leaders, imizinduna ukuthi zincedise. Mbona ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe nxa ephuma egcekeni evuma ukuthi yena waba phakathi kwalokhu, balakho ukuthi bemxolele. Kodwa ngeke bamxolela ngokuthi umuntu ukhulume phakathi kwe-stadium ukuthi hhayi asikhohlweni okwenzakalayo. Kunzima ukuthi kukhohlwe kungakhulunyelanga ukuthi kwenzakalani, kwakusenziwa ngenxa yani, kusenziwa ngobani. Njalo labo abahlukuluzeke iziphi indlela abanganikwa uncedo nguhulumende ukuthi impilo zabo ziqhubekele ziye phambili.
So what Mr. Nare is talking about here are the Kukurahundi atrocities. So he says, you know, it's surprising that Mr. Mnangagwa didn't touch that issue. And you are saying that let bygones be bygones. So, but he says, you know, people don't easily forget such issues. So he's actually advising him to maybe talk to traditional leaders, community leaders and others, in order to bring this issue to a close, you know. Because he's saying at the end of the day, if that's not done, he won't do a lot, you know, in certain regions like Matabeleland and the Midlands provinces. Yeah.
Let's go to Talk Boyda Kuna Mkoma Briggs. Mkoma Briggs, vanhu vanenge vari kuti vari kuda mabasa upfumi hunofanira kuti hugadziriswe. Zviri nyore here kuita izvi?
Zviri nyore. If you look at zviri kuitika muAfrica, wotarisa nyika dzakaita sana Kenya, mafambiro ari kuita indastri yavo, makore ndofunga makumi apfuura vari kukura nemarates anoda kutosvika 7%, 8%, woenda kuna maEthiopia zvimwe chete izvozvo. Saka Zimbabwe kwayanga yasara yangi asara iri yoga kumashure muno mudimo mega maongozi mukafamba Africa yese maongozi ngaone ma train arikuvaka ma building matsva musina ma highway arikuvaka atikuono manyowa nokaenda kunana Kenya kunana Nairobi wakuona nzira dzimwe dzinokwira nemudenga dzimwe dzichichererwa dzichipinda nepasi zvazviri kuratidza kuti pane zvinhu zviri kuitika ende maindastry ari kuvakwa achibudirira achienda kumberi saka zviri nyore pakuti isolation yanga ine nyika ikapera munokwanisa kutanga kuona indastry yedu ichifaya muno muzimbabwe inyaya yekuti mazimbabwenzi akadzidza zvakanyanya saka kana uchizvitarisira pane yavanotiya ya human capital nemaskills agara arimo muno muvanhu ari muno muzimbabwe chavo thenozoti vanhu vakabuda vari kudiaspora maskills yavo arimo ende wotarisawo yatingati foundation yange yakagadzirwa kudhara yeinfrastructure yedu iripo yakatosimba inopfuura dzimwe nyika dziri kufamba idzi dziri kufamba dzisina foundation yakasimba kudaro yedu tinayo yakasimba saka patasvika apa ndepane nyaya yatambotaura yayo yekuti mamessages anga achitumirwa kunzoko ndambotaura kuti pambachita address kwa international community zvavanga vakatarisira kunzwa vachiteerera vanzwa nyaya yecompensation yemawhite farmers vakazvifarira vakanzwa nyaya yekuti zvikwereti zvedu tange takuzvibhadhara vakazvifarira vakanzwawo nyaya yekuti panyaya dzedemocracy nemafree and fair elections ndokwatitange tichienda but pataura imwe nyaya yanga yakakoshesesa yanzi investment international investment ichange yakachengetedzwa muzimbabwe ndo nyaya yanga isiri kukoniwa kutaurwa navamugabe iyoyo because vaimuka nhasi vakati ngavauye vainveste mangwana anomuka achitaura zvinhu saka pataurwa nyaya yekunzi international investment ichange yakachengetedzwa zvikaitwa izvozvozvo zvekuti munhu akauya anenge audzwa kuti tasaenderana zvakati ende unofamba contract yako yese pasina anozokuchinjira mapakatapa uri watanga tichiona huchiitika huyayo yekuti vanhu anouya ungotanga kuti chinjipaiwo 60% yezvamuri kuita kana kuti ndisaine apa ndakuda kuti tombotangwa ndipo ka 2 million kusaidi izvozvozvo zvikagadziriswa unoona kuti economy inotanga kufamba kuenda kumberi ende mabasa chinova ndicho chinhu each time pari kutaurwa kunzi mabasa shuwa kuti makaona kuti pakasvika munangagwa dhii rekutanga akati jobs nhasi again aripita jobs katatu and each time panotaurwa nyaya yemabasa especially vechidiki ndo pavari kuomberera ipapo ende hazvinei kuti vari kumuzano here kana kuti vanhu vasina kuafiliatwa nepati minyaya yekuti mabasa muzimbabwe hamuna unemployment is more than 90% saka inyaya chete yekufollowa through kuti kana maita macommitment ekuti muchaprotecta mainvestment yevanhu uyezve muchagadzirisa nyanyenyanye nyaya yehuri iyi mabasa anogadzirika muzimbabwe indastry inotanga kufara
tinotenda mukoma Briggs regai tiende kuvateereri tina mukoma Harry vari kuDRC makadi mukoma Harry
Hallo? Hallo?
Gibbs?
Yes, it's Loba Bundemene, the person to man. Baba Ndebele, kunjani? Baba Ndebele, Kautu Park, where is that?
Not that is negative.
Hello, Baba Ndebele?
Hello,
I'm Gibbs. Yeah, Linjan Tumta. Uyangizwa muntu mdala? Ngcono sibafonele futhi ngoba ifoni ungana sihambe kuhle lapha blessing. Yes, sizabafonela, sizafonela ubaba uNdebele siphinde sihonele lo baba seDRC.
Maybe let's go to the comments there on our Facebook page. Roy Colin Nyashano arikuti Mugabe used to attend every presidential inauguration the world over, but today he banks one inside his own country. We'll talk about that, of course. Then we have Fidelis Sankara Chibombe. Thanks, Fidelis. He's always in touch. The president had some conspicuous omissions of healing regarding past injustices and much-needed electoral reforms in his first speech. You can't say let bygones be bygones. Farai Madzima arikuti tiripano pamondoro tinotenda zvikuru. Farai. Then we have David Antonio who says give him a chance. We also have Tinashe. I saw Tinashe there. Tinashe Chikomo. Tinashe apinda mchirongwa. Mm-hmm. We have Linda Chitombo, arukuti same people. Fanuel C. Bennett, watching from Kotwa, Mudzi. Interesting. Thank you so much, Fanuel. And then we have Roy Colin Nyashanu. We read this before. Arukuti yema purisa bata emun no to corruption. Gibbs.
Ye lapha ke kulalo labantu abasithumezela imlayezelo kuviyo indebele ebanengi civil blessing so abanye umuntu wangkhona ngulodumo Sibanda lodumo Sibanda ke uyakhuluma lapha uthi wena use Rwanda uthi ke kumele no uthi kufaya kuhle ulodumo Sibanda uthi kumele abantu befunde ukwenzakala khona ngale eRwanda uthi bagcina beqhubekela phambili ngoba basebehlanganise into eziningi. So ke uthi bantu bezimbabwe fundaneni ngokwenzakala khona ngale eRwanda. Unqabeni Nyanda yomkhonto Khumalo uthi ngicalele imfundo bafowethu uhle wafaka le nombolo zakhe lapha. Kube sokubuya ke lo Stephen Campion, uSteve Campion samkhumbula sasisebenza sonke chronic ngale mfowethu. Uthi let's just wait and watch the man over the next 100 days. The president has promised many interesting things. The question is, will he walk the talk? I think that's a brilliant kind of issue there. So, Ulovan Futukona.
Maybe let's go to Tabang. Tabang, one of the comments there, one commentator said that it's interesting that Mr. Mugabe did not attend. Is that problematic?
I think we through social media, have seen a picture that is purported to be Mr. Mugabe watching from home. I think there have been various arguments that have been proffered why Mr. Mugabe did not attend. One, that the crowds that were going to be at the National Sports Stadium were likely going to boo him. So it was not going to be a good exit for him. You know, so I think strategically the whole idea was for him to quietly be in the background while all of this was happening. We know that there are a lot of strong emotions. You know, and given that it was really a forced resignation, and some people still insist it was a coup, you know, so it was going to be still a bitter pill to swallow for Mr. Mugabe to not to have been there. But what we saw was that we saw former heads of state, Sam Nujoma, we saw Rupiah Banda, we saw the, even current heads of state, Ian Khama, a new city from Mozambique, coming to attend. So as far as the SADC as a region is concerned, they have given that step of approval, that support for this transition process to say there is now a man at the helm in Zimbabwe, and that man is Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Now, Mr. Pomba, you heard the new president saying that elections are going to be conducted in Zimbabwe, come rain, come thunder, come sunshine. So, you know, about these elections, there's something that really people are asking, that maybe they won't be free and fair after all. So is there going to be any kind of new kind of ways of doing things in terms of elections?
There has to be. The main issue is that the results of the elections next year must be passed as clean, free and fair, by, you know, local observers and international observers. And this is something that we've not really had, where there's a unanimous acceptance of the results, and your elections do not lead to further divisions and further polarization in the country. So the legitimacy of the government that comes out of elections next year must not be in question. Otherwise, we are jumping all the way back right into the fire, you know, what has brought us to where we are today. So one of the main issues is to do with elections administration. And this is something that I think as a country and even as the new administration that's coming in, they need to look at very, very carefully. In my view, you cannot have a ZEC that has been this compromised, administering elections that everyone will fully accept. So I feel that if we agree that the taste of all the talk that we are hearing, the commitments around fair elections, democracy, if it is now that election is conducted, you now need to be innovative around the governance of the election. I would propose a situation where you have a multi-stakeholder board that governs the next election. And that board must have representatives of all the major political parties, representatives of churches, representatives of civil society, representatives of all the key stakeholders, a little bit similar to the arrangement we had under COPAC, where whatever is being done is on the basis of this multi-stakeholder governance board agreeing to be, coming to a consensus. This is how, we are going to release information on this. This is how we are handling ballot papers. This is how we are handling the whole elections management process and everything. I would think that if Mnangagwa is committed to a democratic elections and to fair and fair elections, we should not feel threatened by having such a multi-stakeholder board being responsible for supervising elections administration in this country. Otherwise, you are still going to have the same old contest of the election results and probably more polarization emerging from that election.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Briggs. Bomba, regatende kuvateerera. Tina mukoma Philip varipa Botswana apa. Mukoma Philip, tipewo maonerenyu.
Makadimwa.
Aiwa tiripo zvedu.
Ano inruda kutaura hangu kuhama dzangu izi vari kunyanya kutaura mostly nezvegukura hundi. Ini mashikwangu ndoda kutaura ndichirerekera hangu scripture mamirira yakaita muZimbabwe kuti ha lanala vanombonyatsova here nedzidziso inonyatso tsanangura zvinoreva shoko raningati pachirungu rinoti dependence nekuti nini kana ndichirinzwisa kana kuti mharidzo kana ndichinzwisa zvainonongedzera pazviri zvinoreva kuti izvo iwewo wacho wakatadzirwa ndiwo unofanira kudii kuregerera akakutadzira asi manje kana zvakuuya nemutoo zvinenge zviri kunongedzera kuti ava claim yavari kuita pashoko regukuraundi kana panyaya yegukuraundi vari kunongedzera zvavari ivo mubvunzo wangu andingadi bedzisa hapari kushaya kubva nyaya ichitaurwa munhu anganyatsozvibudisa to the nation muzimbabwe kuti no nyaya yakaitika panyaya yegukura hundi yekuti mugabe kana hurumende iyi yanga iripo yarobert mugabe yakangotuma koga maami kubva kuharare kuenda kubrua yekungwenayota kunoita manhu amasaki kana kuti pane zvimwe zvatiri kufanira kuti tidi tiparadza tive nemwoyo yenyama tidyare mhodzi yechibage yoora tova nemhodzi itsva tisadzokere mumatope ndando zvandanichida kungotaura izvo
bedzivanhu
vakawanda vanoiparaai haipiri yakaita sei muzimbabwe
mukoma Philip bhaibheri hariti here iwewe ukatadzirwa vanhu unofanira kukumbira regerero handiti ndosaka vanhu vachienda ku kana kuchechi kuti utiwo kana paine zvawakatadzirwa kukumbira regerero ini ndatadzirwa chete ndii ndofanira kukumbira regerero
right wabvunza zvakanaka mwana vangoona zvinoita scripture kana ichiti isusu takafirwa natenzi jesu kristu zviri kureva here kuti tenzi jesu kristu vakatitadzira kana kuti isusu tisi tanga takatadzira tenzi jesu kristu
ndabvunza mubvunzo mukoma Philip kungoti iwo kana wakanganisa haufaniri kukumbira ruregerero here imi munenge muri kuti ini ndatadzirwa chete ndinofanira kukumbira ruregerero
aiwa ndiri kuti inini nyakutadza handiti here ndini ndinofanira kupuwa ruregerero newoyo wandatadzira
ndisina kukumbira ruregerero
ndiye anofanira kuparadza mhosva yake mandiri maari iye kuti mhosva isamuke ava nemwoyo wenyama mweyo unoregerera asi kana akaramba ainayo manje zvichiri here kureva kuti iye munhu nyange ukataura naye iwa ungasandisvika mashoko mukare wekuti ndikure kumbira ruregerero kwandiri kumbira ruregerero kwandiri
ndo zvaunofanira kakuita kana bhaibheri rinodaro handi ndosaka tichienda kuchechi kuti kana paine patakanganisira mwari mazuva ose tokumbira ruregerero
zvazviri kureva paya paya mukoma zviri kureva kuti hazvisi kureva kuti isusu tinoenda kudenga nekuda kwotokumbira ruregerero tinoenda nenyasha papa tinenge tichizviswededza pana tenzi jesu kristu kuti mune avo vavanosarudza nesuwo zvichida vangatinzwire chinyasha tikava nesabu dza Jesu Kristu hazvirevi kuti chimwe chezvinhu zvatinoita pano pasi pedenga ndochinotendesa kudenga asi tikaramba tiine mwoyo yakaoma uye akaimba wana akataura wakomana kuti aiwa isusu manje tisi tinofanira kuti mumwoyo medu tive nemwoyo mutsva
aiwa tinotenda zvino mukoma Philip regai titore vamwe vateereri
Ye, apa ke zvino babu Jack Zaba, osekunyani baba Jack kunjani?
Nyaphila linjani tube?
Nyaphila kakhulu, so telefonini baba Zaba.
Yebo, telefonini baba.
Ye, sengikuzwa kuhle. Ye, ungathini ngokugcotshwa kuka mnumzana Mnanga kwanjalo lo akwethule emphakathini? Ye, namhlanje.
Hayi, sina siyabonga konke, siyakwemukela ngezandla zethu zonke. Okwenzakeleyo eZimbabwe ngoba sibe isikhathi eside 37 years sibushwa ngumuntu munye kungela nguquko kodwa ke okukhona okungathimbi jana kulokho kusisolisa ukuthi icompany same company kutshintshe udriver kodwa icompany lokinye okokuqala bengithi mina kathesi sikhuluma ngo Ignatius Chombo akula mthetho yini ofanele udile ngochombo ma elenkinga ma zona bezithathela umthetho njalo umnanga kugcotshwa lamuhla omunye sesezandleni zamapholisa angithi lokho kufanana lokuthi khona akutshintshanga lutho yithi same company kutshintshe udriver nje ukuthi alahlise abantu so lokhana thina sesikuthi asazi ma umnanga kwezatshintsha izinto kodwa ngumbono wami nambona Nangwa kuzo tinta mbizana. Kutwa, indwa kate fanela enze, uwa mnanga kwa yuti. To gain population, ya vantu kutiva mtande, njongoba uya tinteka, ez menzi onge zabo kukura unzi. Kuhonki ntene zinengu ya tinteka. Yuti, ave le lisu, nga ekale kutale salin, ave le lisu, ele strong, ele zavonisu kutai, uwa mnanga kwa, uyeza. Uzakhuluma asithi ukuthi sifuna yena kanye ehambe eqondisa kulabo abantu kodwa into esifisa ukuthi kunama traditional leaders kunabantu angabathuma njalo kumele compensate abantu kuze inhliziyo zabo zibuye ngoba lakathesi kukhulunywa ngamavoti abantu laba they are still suffering abana lapha ababhalisa khona abana ama birth certificate futhi lokhana kuyamangalisa so baba mnanga kwa ngabe uqale ngokuapologize izinto eziningi konke okomnotho lokhu siyakubona ama British angamthiza and other things but ka apologize isizwe ukuze again population yakhumbula ukuthi izanu ayizange opposite ngamo kule minyaka engazange opposite abantu babeyithanda konke labantu abayithiye abantu bezanu but bayithiya ngakho lokho so babazise bayomkhokhelo ohlakaniphileyo ngiyabonga dube lolo
Hayi uchayile silu cha isikhonkwane sibili sibonge kakhulu baba Zaba so what Mr Zaba is saying is that it's actually a bad start for Emmerson Mnangagwa because as we speak right now Ignatius Chombo is you know is locked up and he says this is not good at all and the people that are actually committing the atrocities may be aligned to him so he says this is not good and then he says he should have come out very strongly on the issue of the Kukuraundi atrocities. He says you cannot heal a nation without maybe apologizing, maybe compensating relatives of the victims. And he says what is all needed is some kind of way of, you know, handling this issue in a very good way. So at the end of the day, you are saying like what the other gentleman said. Look for traditional leaders who can actually represent him and deal with the issue. So he says that can be done.
I think we have footage from the National Sports Stadium earlier today at the inauguration. Maybe let's just play that a bit. Let's also take a listen.
Let me at this stage pay special tribute to one of and the only surviving founding father of our nation. Comrade Robert Gabriel Mugabe. He led us in our struggle for national independence. He assumed responsibilities of leadership at the formative and a very challenging time at the birth of our nation. That is to be lauded and celebrated for all times. In our historical realities, we wish the rest of the world to understand and appreciate that the policies and programs related to land reform were inevitable. Whilst there is a lot we may need to do by way of outcomes, the principle of repossessing our land cannot be challenged or reversed. The dispossession of our ancestral lands was the fundamental reason for waging the liberation struggle. It would be a betrayal of the brave men and women who sacrificed their lives if we were to reverse the gains we have made in reclaiming our land.
That there is President Emmerson Mnangagwa. That was part of his inaugural speech at the National Sports Stadium today, Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. So, kizo kutoke silo baba undebele, sike sizo kumbe se kona kwa wani. Baba ndebele linjani?
I can't never have.
Ye, agucho baba ndebele kuti, ulubona njani utaba, wongu ke tulue, umnumzano Mnangagwa. Ukunye wangkona njo, ubona njani?
Ungakhangela baba. Konoko amazwi akhulume ngumnangagwa wonke nje kufana ukuthi ijigrikethi ukhuluma nje into ezikhulunywa ngomgazi kathi yena kambe ube ngakakhuluma okungaphandle kwamgabeni efana lo mgazi kutho ukuthi bekhuluma nje into ahlala ikhulunywa ngomgabe zonke isuku engikutshoyo njalo mina yikuthi ukuphuma kwamgabe laphandle sonke izimbabwe yokuyile izandla ngisithi kayephumula ngoba usekhulile lanxa sesenza kubi nasesifo sekhulile kanti ke iqiniso Mnangagwa kumele kube ne-change simanga lokuthi abuyele sekhuluma so kuvele okulalokhu manje akulanto esimangalisileyo ephume emlonyeni kaMnangagwa ube khuluma konoku kukhona
pho ke manje kule themba yini ukuthi angaguqula okunye kwangikhona nje ongani ukuhlupha izimbabwe nxa sukhangela
hayi vele akula nto iguqule uzayiguqula njani kathi ikabhinethi lokhu iyiyona leyani ngubani uzavumelana layo i-central committee yayisozivumi anti iye izinto ezisexotshwe umgazi o ngingasebenzise kumele afikelayeni kulokhuyani abantu laba lifuna besenzeni babalekela izinto umnyama ongenasidisi kathi bangaphumela egcekeni batshela abantu bezimbabwe ukuthi hhayi sasilahlekile kumbe hhayi lathi sasifisa kumdala sizabaxoleni babuye futhi bakhulume negugrawundi ukuthi hhayi igugrawundi laye omdala laye asikwazi ukuthi wayesenza njani yikho sesaba futhi thina sasilesani aluba batsho njalo i-ground kube yibhayikoli kubani asasafa ku-ground ebhalagwe laphana ngikhuluma nje nxa ngisedlule ebhalagwe laphana kuyatsho something ukuthi kambi into lesibili ngaphuma khona ukhangele uze uthiba le trauma nje kokuphela kokuphela so Mnangagwa ngeqiniso lonke asikhulume iqiniso ukuthi nje edinga elethile uzalungisa ezinye izinto sibili kodwa uma usuzibuza ukuthi uza kulungisa ngani njengoba isikhonga singasekho alesi kube lelinye ilizwe elizamnceda lingamnceda lelo lizwe engxenye angalungise sezilokhu ukuthi akhethe phela but besides that akula muntu ongamfakela ivoti laba abangabakhe sebekubonile ukuthi a-a sizakhedele emuva kambe ungasozowazakala ukuthi uvotele bani
ye hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu baba Ndebele sibongele kakhulu ungathina lokusasa baba Ndebele ye that was Mr. Ndebele you know you are saying that there's absolutely nothing new that Mnangagwa said which has never been said by the former president Robert Mugabe. He says, you know, people were going to be you know, excited if he came out in the open and said, you know, starting from today, this is that and whatever, in terms of the Kukura Round atrocities, in terms of maybe new development initiatives, you know, all those kind of things. And he says, for him to promise that he's going to rebuild Zimbabwe without any kind of foreign direct investment that is tangible, that can be touchable, is just some kind of fallacy. He says all these appear to be some empty promises towards an election, which is a very, very crucial election. He says, yes, he may rectify one or two, you know, things, but at the end of the day, he's just saying some empty promises. But then he also noted that cabinet, as it is, you know, in most cases, has to abide by ZANU-PF principles and policies. And the central committee that actually nominated him, they are waiting to hear what he's going to say in terms of other issues. So he may not be different from Robert Mugabe.
Rega tiende une mutereri wedu mukoma heri makadini.
Ipo edu makadiyo.
Aiwa nhare ine nge yanga ichimboti netsei taurai zvenyutinzo.
Adafara mukupinda muchirongwa. Chekutanga ndoda kungodzokorera point ndikutaurwa nevamwe vatauri kuti mashoko avamunanga agaita anzwa akanaka. Asi takuda kuona kuti action yavo inoenderana here nemashoko avadende vataura. Nekuti kakawanda tinoziva ZANU-PF inouya yotaura yobva yaenda like pa-2013 yakataura 2 million of jobs, icho takatozi vanhu vakawanda vakatozorasikirwa nemabasa anoda kusvika ku-2 million yavakapromisa kuti vachagadzira mamwe mabasa. Then chechipiri, kana zvichigona vamunangagwa ngavatomboita revivalwo nevamwe vari muZANU-PF imomo vanenge vaine mapurazi 10 kana 12 vadzorewo mamwe vana vezimbabwe vagovane. Chechitatu, chiri kutadzwa nevatungamiriri vakawanda vemuafrica vari kutadza kuti pavanopinda muofisi havasi kukwanisa futi kugadzira dhoo rekubuda naro muofisi sepamunozoona pakunoitwa munhu akundwa akuda kutokakatwa nekireni kuti abude muofisi. Uyezve sarudzi dzingavaite maelectoral reforms nekutio vanoda kugadzira maelections locally, United Nations nemamwe masangano akaita sanasadak vavaremekedzewo zvakare ruzhinji rwezimbabwe. Munhu ane maonero ake avewo akasununguka kutaura maonero ake ane pati yaanoda kusapota abvumidze zvinova zvairambidzwa nehurumende paitungamirirwa navamugabe. Nekuti uri muzimbabwe zvaitotyisa dzimwe nguva kuti uratidze kuti hausi kusapota ZANU-PF. Saka izvozvo vakazvigadzirisa izvozvo panguva diki yavanenge vari pachigaro zvinovapawo kuti zikarawo richenirwewo zviri nani.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Heri. Thank you so much. Heri is saying that there is need for Mr. Mnangagwa to walk the talk. You know, it's easy to say things, but taking action might be difficult. And then he's saying that there is a serious problem in Africa that, you know, politicians forget that if a corpse stays for too long, it will chase away mourners. He's saying that once you run your terms, be they two or three or whatever, you must be prepared to step down, you know. Yeah. So he's saying that once they open the door, they are allowed in. They remove the door altogether. So you have to use a crane or something to remove them physically.
Yeah, what's where you go, Nare? Yes, into La Papa Nare, Uloko Konekongan.
Yeah, in Kona Baba too.
Yeah, Nasuka and Lapa Nare, Begul and Kulumo, Gakulu, Abad Kanguti, Kuzawa Kulumende, O Manyano. Egazan Kulumanako, Gakoban to Batigati Vele was Danuan, Gonaba. Akucho and Kuanjan Konok.
Yeah, ukanya lapha ubaba Mnangagwa president omusha ukhethe ukuthi ngesiphangiphangi ngo-2018 kube lokhetho olutsha, ama-elections amatsha. Sikhangelele ukuthi kubo July, August yikho lapho kuzaba ne-election, okutsho ukuthi kweyakhe iparty kuzamele besebenze ngamandla ukuthi bethole i-list yama-candidates abazayifaka lapho. Engikubonayo mina ukuthi singathi singena kuJanuary nje iZANU-PF ingabe sizilungiselele yona ukuthi ingene kwi-elections, ifike ku-campaign mode, isingena ikhankasa ukuthi abantu baye bengene bebe ngama MP ama councillors. Into nje ukuthi illegitimacy ukuthi eyamolekele ku AU umhlaba wonke umamukele ukuthi kube lama elections. Kodwa into esingela themba kuyo ukuthi iZEC eyiyo eqhuba ama elections. Sike sambona umama uRita Makarao eguqa phambi kwa President Mugabe utshengisa ukuthi hayi ngumuntu nje kade sithi ukuthi hayi uyahlonipha, kodwa kuyikuthi iZEC abantu abaningi abathabi ngendlela esebenza ngayo. So azaba khona ama elections, mina ngikubona ukuthi le opposition layo kuyavele izilungiselele lama independent candidates esiwabone esibamaningi ezilungiselele ngemva kwama elections. Yikho ke lapho uPresident Mnangagwa embona uzakhangela indaba leyi ye-inclusive government, ye-transitional government, ngoba akula enye indlela esingaba lo hulumende ozenza ukuthi kube le ntuthuko kungasetshenzwananga ndawonye. Kodwa sikunanzelele njalo ukuthi kulabantu abangelamsebenzi impilo zabo zonke besebenza kuhulumende bengamaminista bengilokhu. So laba abantu abafuni ukuthi kube le transitional government ngenxa yokuthi kungaba le inclusive government, kungaba le hulumende okusebenza ndawonye, bayagcina bengasela msebenzi.
Kulabantu
abanjalo kuzanupf.
Yes, siyawuzwa kakhulu ke ubabunale lapho ukhuluma ngokuthi iZANU-PF is calling it a lone blessing because you know they're facing an election, so they don't want to be seen to be aiding some other parties to actually participate in this big kind of meal, you know. So they rather eat alone and have any kind of stomach rumblings on their own or win and have the cake and enjoy it. So ke silobe abancube lapho ecingweni. Babancube ungatshona njani?
Sarwandwa.
Yeah, linjani?
Hayi, siyathona lisona njani?
Isithona kahle Ncube. Ukubona njani konke okwenzakalayo? Ukuthi Mnangagwa ukhulume. Yeah.
Omunye nomunye kade thabile kodwa kathesa abantu sebengani babuyela nyovane. Usuphola khona balukhangele ukuthi ubaba lwana lokukhangele ukuthi ngezaba ngumuntu ozatshintsha into ekade senziwa ngobaba lo osukile thabile. Kodwa ungani unyathele kunafana lapho kunyathele unyathela phambili ngoba abantu bavele bezano esikhathini esiningi banti keta rasiti siyakulesi okukhulumile ndakukhangela wona lowo mnyaka ongenayo ukuthi yena
ifoni yakho ingani ayitshayi kuhle Ncube, wothi sikufonele kodwa ngidobhadobhile okunye okuncane khonokho okukhulumileyo siyakufonela ukuthi sikhulume lawe. Ye, so what Mr. Ncube is saying that ZANU-PF normally indicates right and then turns left. So he says now there is some kind of degree of uncertainty over what is going to happen. You know, people, according to him, were looking for change. He says, but there's no change here.
Mr. Bomba, are you still on the line?
Yeah.
Is there no danger that Mr. Mnangagwa might have overpromised Zimbabweans of what is capable of doing? You know, elections, they are saying they will be held maybe July, August, somewhere thereabouts, or September. But he's promising quite a lot, and people want an economic turnaround as of yesterday.
The crisis of expectations is quite huge. And I think it's important to look at this as even for Mnangagwa, I think he is simply looking at an agenda for a probation period. I don't think you can turn around the country in a fully, you know, transform the country in a sustainable way over a period of 6-7 months. So I think he's also looking at this as actually the transitional period or the probation period upon which he's going to have to account when elections come in 2018 or in 6-7 months' time. I think one thing that's very important to underline is that the mood in the country has changed. All those tens of thousands of people that you saw marching freely of their own volition, last week, Saturday. White, black, Indian, mixed race, all social classes, uptown, midtown, downtown, out of town, all generations, all of those people that you so much is there is because there's something that they want out of this country. It's not going to be easy to simply ignore that sentiment and indicate left and U-turn right. There are going to be repercussions because Zimbabweans have already learned that change is possible. When we had gone for 37 years with Mugabe, we even got to a point where we did not know if we had the permission to be hopeful or if we could actually expect change to happen. And people had gotten into this whole space of getting thoroughly depressed and even some accepting that, from Mugabe, you rule from the grave, it will now be his wife, and things just remain like that. The past week has been very different in the sense that there is a certain awakening that has taken place in this country. And whoever is in office, if they are not going to speak to those expectations, there are going to be very serious repercussions. So I don't think Mnangagwa has a lot of time. You know, people have to start to see things happening next week. If the police were to show up coming back on the highways, the mood that Zimbabweans are in now, they will drive off. They will not even listen. They will not respect that. There's something that has happened that has broken, which marks some departure, significant departure, in terms of our politics. And even when we look at it from the level of language, I think sometimes we say talk is cheap, and it turns out to be true. But if you remember, today, the statements that you can contrast, where Mugabe would be saying the most negative and polarizing things with regards to the international community, the message that seemed to be coming out today was, we want to work with you, we want to build bridges, we want to protect your investment when it comes here. I don't think that is, even if it's just to talk, it's quite significant. It's a significant departure from the language that Mugabe had become used to, which is a language that completely broke down bridges and resulted in Zimbabwe becoming as isolated as it is today. So I'm looking at the talk, the right talk, as being very significant. And at the same time, I'm saying there's all this pressure, the changing mood in the country, the pressure to show results, that's going to, force Mnangagwa himself to have to know that you'll have to, as I said earlier on, cannibalize a significant part or the dispensable part of the old system if he is to survive at all.
Oh, thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yeah, we've got more messages coming in. We've got Mehlule Limoyo who says, let's give him a chance. Then Sifiso Spanda writes, firstly, for you to be forgiven, you have to apologize. You are talking like that, Philip, because you never experienced what we went through. Then T. Banfore says, the person who has actually offended somebody has to apologize, not the other way around. And then Dorothy Ngwenya writes, umdala lo kakhuluma kuhle ukuthi ngo Philip. I think he was one of the Kukula on this. So that's an allegation, of course. Then Beauty Panda says, asimnikeni ithuba bakithi umnumzana Mnangagwa. Mhlawumbe uyazenza, uzayenza utshintsho elizweni lethu. Usikhumbuzo Mlalazi uthi mfonelani, isikhumbuzo sasizamusa ukufonela kodwa isikhathi ngani sasiphelile. Noma Khabo says, lathi mina angiyi ekhaya, angibuyeli ngoba akula lutho osolutshintshile. Then uGift M. Molesibeng uthi, no votes buying this time around, asifuna ukuzwa lokho. Then ubesebuya uMthethe Phizulu uthi, salibonani Mahlebe Zulu, asimnikeni ithuba, forgive and forget. Then kuzobuya ke uSifiso Sibanda njalo uthi, let him apologize first for us to forgive him. So kunjalo. Then kuzobuya uS. Lindsay Hammond uthi, but wasn't he head of rigging during Mr. Mugabe's years? So kanti uhamba njani vele lapha nxa sikhuluma ngomnangako. Still remember that Mr. Mnangagwa was
Mugabe's election.
That's right. So that's exactly what Lindsay is talking about. So he says, when people are talking about drinking, so align it to this guy,
Unfortunately, we have run out of time, and we want to take this opportunity to thank our guest this evening, Mr. Thabang Nare, in Texas, here in the U.S., and also Mr. Briggs Bomba in Harare. thanks to our viewers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook, WhatsApp, and on our Facebook pages. Thanks to our engineers and producer. Signing off and saying, have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Keith Dube saying to Louis in Kapiripoche in Zambia, next time you're going to be in the show. Bye-bye.